The one that says Soch Reg Array Test Comp. Okay, that long name is actually the one I'm looking for. Okay, so on this one I've got two arrays. And I've got the first array is just a department name array, and I'm getting the department name. And the next one is the manager. So if I know the department number, I can go to the first array, get the name of the department, and then go to the second array and use the department name to get the person. Okay. So, if I run this, so all that's doing is telling me the results. Okay. So basically the braces, when I started trying to tell it that I wanted it to go into a variety of braids, if you look at the one that's looking, I commented on comments there. I said, echo the words department name. Then go to the department array, department name array, use the department number to extract that. So that's fine. I've got department number 3, so I'm extracting girls. And then I said, and then go to write out department manager. And then write out department manager, which I know which one it is. If I go to the department and name array, modified by 3, I get girls. I want department manager with the key of girls. Okay? So I want department manager with the key of girls. It falls apart on that. Okay? So if I take out the curly braces around it, it for some reason can't handle it. And I always try it to make sure they can fix it. So that it does, but so we can try it and see. But if I take out those curly braces, I don't. So when you start to get complex, as I'm going to one array table, and then I'm going to use another table inside that or an array, that's when it seems to fall apart, and the curly braces clarify. Okay. Because there's a lot going on in between those quotes. I've got department name. The whole thing is one great big set of quotes. Okay? And I've got literals in there, and I've got access to a variety of tables, and I got access to a table turning into the index to access another table. There's just a lot going on. So that seems to clarify it. Okay, so when I try to do it with this one, it crashes. And as I said, we'll try it again and take out those. And actually, this pen.
actually, I need the code too. There. Okay, so if I take out the comments on this, and save it, and run it, I get a crash. So they haven't
put anything in. As I said, I keep expecting that sometime they're going to end up saying, okay, we're going to have another solution for this. But
anyway, that's what happens when I take that out. So if you get a crash and it's indicating you're doing something with the table with the arrays, put the curly braces in and see if that will solve the problem for you. And then the other solution that I said would work is if you just break it up into parts. Okay, and if you break it up into parts and you say, okay, department name array modified by department, I'm going to call whole department name. And I'm just breaking it up, and at that point, it can handle it better. So I go in and say, this is whole department name. Now, whole department manager is going to be that. And now echo all the two together. And it can handle it. Okay, so if I break it up, it can handle it, or I can use the curly brace. Questions? And then this is just simply another way to lay out the array.
Okay. So I can lay out the array going across as well. And using the associative symbol there. Say department one is women's, department two is men's, department three is girls. So I just went in and laid it out the other way.
Questions. That one does the same thing. I just am laying it out differently. Okay. This are a few kind of extras. This goes in and does a count.
Okay. And also shows another way of laying it out. I can have the way array and then in parentheses, or I can use the square braces. And I think you saw that in other examples.
But you can do it either way.
I mean, I always envision PHP as this big group of people sitting around the table and nobody will not have their way acceptable. So therefore, we can have five different ways to do everything.
Okay, because everybody insists that theirs is the best. Okay. Huh? Well, that's a nice way of putting it. I can think of other ways to describe it. Array size function. So on this one, I can also, I'm echoing out count and the size of,
and you can see that
they both look. And then I'm saying for each department manager as, and then I'm giving both the key and the value. So it's got both of those available, and I am printing out the key and the value.
But you can get the count, or you can get the size of, to figure out how big the array is. And lots of times you want something on that, how big it is, because if you're processing, not using a for each, but with a for or something else, you need to know how many elements are going to be in the array. And that will give you the information that you need to know.
And is that another case of the...
sitting around the table, yes. I want count, I want size up.
Okay, you can both have your way. Okay, I've been negotiating with grandchildren too much, I understand. It's easier to just say, fine.
You can both have your way. Okay, and the next one does sorting. Okay, and you basically should at some point go and look up sorts. Okay, array sorting. So basically, there's a whole lot of them, and I don't remember what they are. But you have A sort, you have K sort, you have just plain sort, and there's a bunch of others. So if you go into PHP and look up sorts, you can figure out what sort you want to sort on whatever it is you have. So what does A sort appear to do?
Sort is sorting on the value as opposed to the key, sorting on the value, and so I'm getting Adams, Costa, Johnson, Reynolds. Okay, what is K sort sorting on? The key.
Kind of said that it's like K sort.
That's right,
key.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're getting boys and girls, etc. And then the last one is just a regular sort, and I only printed out one on that one. And so a regular sort goes back to doing it by the value. Just one sort. And as I said,
there are a series of these sorts that PHP supports. Okay. But the main thing you want to be able to do is sort on the key or sort on the value. Output. This is what I want to get rid of. This one is kind of the same thing, so I wasn't even going to necessarily bring this one up. But it's, again, going through that you can set it up this way, or you can set it up that way. So that's just showing you that you can set it up either way, and it's going to work. And this one is also, as I recall, more of a repeat, yes. So this is kind of the simple one that I probably should have shown first, except I couldn't keep track of the names. Okay, the next one is price, and this one has a little more to it. Okay?
So I'm going through here, and this is an associated rate. It contains the name of the frame, which is the key, and its associated price, which is the value. So if I go in, the array is called the price array, and if I go in and ask for the price of a pewter frame.
So let me bring up the running of this one.
So I'm going through and I did a lot of setting up at the top. But the first thing that I actually display is I said echo the price of the pewter frame. And I put out the price of the frame. And so the price equals pewter price and find the thing that's associated with the pewter frame. Get the frame type is the key and then the value. So on this one, I use the words key and value again to just emphasize that. And that's showing the keys and the values. And I just went in and put in the associative sign to show them. You can then do a while loop.
So if you go down a little further, there's a while loop. And that shows a couple of ways that you can do while loops. Okay.
So while each price, and that goes through and will show the element. The element is for each price, and I've got a key and a value, and it actually goes through and does the reset price up above. It's because I've been playing with it, and now I want to go through it. One by one, I need to reset it. Reset the array so that I get back to the beginning and start up at the beginning.
Okay. So this one, this is an example using a while loop, I believe is the one. I don't think I skipped one. Yeah. This is an example using a while loop.
So I set it up. While element equals, and it actually uses each price. So that means it wants to go through the array one at a time. And it will show the key and the value. So I'm seeing the key and the value. I can also do it. 0 and 1. 0 would be for the key, and 1 would be for the value.
So it kind of means that it's kind of looking at it as an array within an array. And then the last one down below, or it's not the last one. That's the last one.
Goes through and uses the word list. Shows the key and the value. And down here I call them the key and value. Up here I call them something else. But it works the same.
So if you are inclined to want to use a while loop, they decided to mess up the while loop and make it not as straightforward as you're used to seeing. And that's four different ways that you can do a while loop. So from that point of view, this one's worth holding on to. Not really a lot of questions involved with it. It's mostly just you have to follow that front. Okay, questions. After I've told you that, and any questions associated with it. Questions. And I think that covers pretty much what's in this. We did the test. There's three others that I... That one we looked at last time. So I'm going to look and see if there's anything I skipped. Nope, that's a very basic one, as I remembered it. And there's this one. Yep, those are just the very basic ones. So we're all set. So those are just a variety of ways to use arrays. And as I said, if you're having problems with an array, I'd go back and take a look at it, or go back and take a look at what PHP has to offer. So the next thing we're going to start is images. And I want images first group. Pardon me?
I'm a little closer because I can't hear anything over there.
We can turn that off. Is that bothering other people?
It's not gonna be a problem when I'm at home okay. Trying to listen, is it?
I don't know, you can go turn it off if you want to.
I listen to the class at home sometimes. On Tuesdays anyway.
Okay, so this is a random image. What is it called? Images first group. We were babysitting for our daughter's dog for 2 years. And so that happened. We took a lot of pictures and sent it to her. She was living abroad at the time. So you're going to see lots of pictures of my daughter's dog on these particular ones. Okay, so I have display a random image is the name of this. And then I'm going in and I set up an array. Okay, so this is just a very basic array, just one element. And so I set up the names of the different images. Okay, those were the names of the images that were actually on the photos. Okay. So then I said, okay, index equals a random number. And so I'm going in and saying I want to get a random number starting with 0 and going up to the count. So there's the count that we talked of. Going up to the count of how many images are in the array minus 1 since I'm starting with 0.
Okay.
And then I said, okay, so the image equals images. So I put all of the images in a subdirectory. So the images are in a subdirectory. And so I need to go from where I'm sitting to the subdirectory. And then I'm going to go to dog images, followed by the random number.
and I store the images with a .jpg in capitals. Okay, so if you look at this and look at images, okay, there's the images. So the images are all there, and they were stored with the capitals on .jpg. So that's why I need the capitals here, is because that's the way I stored the images. And so in the images directory, I have a whole bunch of images. I only use some of them here. And so I'm saying go to images, dog images modified by index. Index is the random number that I chose. .jpg, and it will pull out the image and store it as the image. Okay. No, I don't want to cancel. I don't want to do that. Okay, so if I recreate, if I click on this again, notice a different image comes up because I have a different random number. So if I click on this, it will keep giving me different images because the whatever random number I'm coming up with is giving me a different image. Okay, then I go out of PHP and I go back into HTML and I set up a paragraph and I say image source equals, and then to get the image I go back into PHP and say echo out the image. So this is a really prime example of mixing HTML with PHP. Image source is the way that they tend to use it to get images. So I'm saying, okay, I'm out in HTML, I want an image source. What's the image source? The image source is echo out what I got for this address. And it will echo out and give me the image. Okay. I want, okay. So obviously, if I just had one image, you know, I wouldn't have to go and do the random number, but it just seemed more interesting to go and do the random number. But the images is the address where the image is located. Yeah.
Could you put .jpg in the Iranian .150.jpg?
In the Iranian, yeah. I could have put that all in there and then I wouldn't have had to have the .jpg out there, yeah. Okay, so the second one oh, good. Technology is a wonderful thing when it works. Remind me that I should always check the smart board and make sure it's actually working lately. Well, it seems to be taking now. Sorry about that. I'm trying to find that image and where is the code?
can at least get this one back so that I can there. Too many things open. Okay, now let's look at the second one, if I can get in there and hope that it's actually taking pictures now. Excellent. Okay, random image one. Okay. In this one, I have information about the image as well as the image itself. So I have got, this one is called random image one. So I set up the array this time and I've got a two-dimensional array. I've got an array within an array. So my full array is out here. And within the array, I've got a subarray of array pick dog equals dog 150. And the description of it is first picture, mainly because I was lazy. But obviously, if you're doing it in the real world, you're going to have a better description. So I have an array within an array, and the inner array is an associative array. Okay, so I'm associating the key with the value. So dog 150 is associated with the description first picture, and dog 225 is associated with the picture, with the second picture. So then I go ahead and I generate a random number like I did before. And then I say, okay, the images, go to images, and then go to the array, which is called dog images, and use the index, and the index is the random number, and I want to use picdog, okay, dot jpeg. And this is one of the ones where I had to put in curly braces because it got confused. And when I put in curly braces, it clarifies it for some reason. So I put in curly braces around this. So it said, go to dog images. The index is going to be a zero through, how many do I have there? Six. So the index is going to be a 0 through 5, so it's going to take me to one of those inner arrays. Okay, 0 through 5 is going to take me to an inner array, and then I give the key of the inner array. So if I generated a random number, in this case apparently of 5, so I went down here, and I'm in this group here, and I need to get the key, which is pickdog, and that will give me dog 750. Okay. Then to get the description, I go to dog images, use the 5 again, and this time get the description. Okay. So I got those, the picture and the description. The picture is stored as the image, and the description is stored as the description. So I can echo out the description right away. But when I want to see the picture, I need to use image source. And one of the easy ways of doing that is to go back into HTML, use image source, and then say, okay, now image source equals whatever I come up with when I go back to the PHP. And what I come up with is which image I want. Okay. And then I echoed out the description again. But again, when I'm echoing out things that I have generated in here in PHP, I got to go back into PHP to get them. So I'm going back into PHP to get them. Does that make sense? And if I do a refresh, I'm getting the fourth picture. Okay. Or I'm getting what is said is the fourth picture. Which is actually one, two,
three. I'm sorry, you're echoing the description in the bottom?
Yes.
Right? I would think that you echo the image just once because description's right within the image.
I echoed it out twice.
What I'm saying at all.
Well, I just did it for demonstration purposes.
But at that
so I could echo this directly in the PHP, and then I echoed it again outside in the HTML. So I was echoing it two different ways, which is why I did it two different ways. I wouldn't do that if I was out doing something that I cared about. But I just wanted, there's two ways I could do that, and I just wanted to show them both. I could echo it immediately within the PHP. Or I could go out and just when I wanted it, go back in and just do a quick retrip into PHP. I mean, this is something you see a lot with PHP, is that you go out into HTML, go along for a while, and then when you want to see something that you've got back in the PHP, you switch back to the PHP and say, okay, show me this, show me that. And that's why I did that. Okay. So that's the fourth picture. And again, anytime I do this, that gives me the second picture. Okay. Which is really the one. The random number. Second picture is the random number of one. Because the first thing is the random number of zero. So I have an array within an array. And the random number puts me into one of the subarrays, one of the inner arrays. And then once I'm in the inner array, I have to specify whether I want the pick or the description. Okay. Are you comfortable with this? Anybody? This is 1A. Okay, so on this one I did the same thing, but on this one I wanted to stay in the PHP and use the image rather than get out. And so if I'm going to stay in the PHP, I use echo and then I do image source. So I actually include it right in there, kind of like I do with a BR. When I want to do a break, I can include it in. And it works either way. If I put single quotes around it, it works. And if I don't put any quotes around the image, it works. Okay. So this is just an alternate way of showing it. And I said echo out the description, and there's the description over there. That. Yeah. So, dog images array is an array of associative arrays. So that's the outer one, and the inner one is associate. Each associative array is two elements which are retrieved either by the key pick dog or the key descript. Okay, so those are the two keys. I'm using the index to select the appropriate associative array, and then I'm using the key pick dog to get the image and the key description pick to get the description. So that's just kind of a summary of what I'm doing there. But the key is that when I want to put out words, text, I can just do echo and put out text. But when I put out an image, I need to have that image source there, because behind the scenes there's a lot that is happening with the image source that allows me to put up an image. One of these I am leaving for you because it's a lot of, and I think it's this one. Nope, that one looks harmless. There's one that, oh no, that is the one. Okay, this has, and I really think you should go through this, but this one has 10,000 versions of how we can do that with and without quotes. Okay? So I've got the image, and then I'm putting out image source. I would do this one. Okay? Or that one is fine too. But I would just put out image source equals and put it, and not try to go through the stuff at the top. Actually, one of them isn't fine. I said fine, and it's not. I lied. So this is 1B. Okay. You see that you have two of them didn't work, and one of the ones that I said I'd do is one of the ones that's not working. Okay. I can't have that fourth one where I have the outer quotes on it, because then it takes it and says, single quotes don't allow for substituting a variable value, and double quotes do. Okay, and it's kind of interesting. If you take a look at this and do the view page source on the page, notice what comes up. On those first three, I have got the image showing, and it says image source equals, and it's doing exactly what I wanted to. On this last one, I've got image source equals, and I've got the image. So it took it as the absolute, the single quotes around it, meant take that, what the contents of this is what I want to see. So the single quotes meant this is what I want to see, and what I said I wanted to see was the image, and so it shows me the image. It doesn't actually resolve the image. And then down below, I have this one where I say image source equals, and it also gave me the image. So if you can't figure out what's going on and why it's not working, if you do a view source, you can see lots of times that what it's getting. It's getting the image, or it is getting the actual word that you put in there for the image, saying you wanted the image. So I would basically suggest adopting a way that works and not getting creative with the 5,000 ways you can do it. So on the fourth one, I have a single quoted literal, so there's no variable substitution. It shows the variable as opposed to doing the substitution for the variable. Yeah.
So the image source in the paragraph down below, that didn't work?
No.
You have to put PHB?
Yes. Yes. So you're out now, and it doesn't know what this is, so it just puts it up. I need to have flipped into the PHP. And I don't remember what test is. Basically more of the same, but we can look at it and see. For some reason, I don't remember what that one in particular does. Random image one test. And I'm looking to see anything different in that, but I think maybe the reason that I don't remember it is I don't see anything different. So at some point I was playing with that. So we'll make that go away. Random image two, okay, uses the for each. So this is showing me all of the images, and if I scroll down, I see them, and you can see I'm seeing them twice, so I'm obviously putting them out twice. So if we look at the code on this, I said for each dog images as the image. So I want to show up, for each dog image, I want to show the image. And then I said the dog equals images, the image, dot JPEG. And I said echo out image source equals the dog. Okay. And then I put it in single quotes and put it up as all one thing. So here I put that into the dog and then said see the dog. And here I put it all into one thing. And that's why you're getting it twice. But you can have the for each that goes through and shows you all of your images if you want to. Okay. And I think the last one is 3A and image A. No, I think that's mainly the same too. Okay, so I think we're done with the dogs. Just out of curiosity. Nope, we're done with the dogs. Okay, then the other one up here is experiment one, experiment two, and the day of the week. And then I want to have time. Okay, so the day of the week, there's a couple of different things up here. The date default time zone set. So this one is called day of week. Only I can't spell. So we're not entirely done with the dogs.
Okay, so date default time zone set. So I'm saying I want to set it to the New York time zone in America. I could obviously have set it to, I think California is the one that's on the West Coast. Okay. And then I said, so different images will show on different days. That gives me my date. And then I said, the day, date one, gets me the actual name of the day. Okay. There is a class. So this is Thursday, and that is showing there is a class and putting out the image. But the date
was what I was showing you up there. So the day got me that I wanted the day for one means I want the picture, the word for the day. And then I said, okay, so if the day equals Monday, if the day equals Tuesday, okay, and this is showing the date.
Can you scroll down a little bit?
Yep. Yeah, that tells it to go into the date and take out one, apparently, is the code for take out the word. And so that's where I can come down here and say if dollar sign the day is equal to Monday.
What do you mean by code?
Well, they have a series. There's a series of things about the date.
It's a built-in function, essentially.
Sudden?
It's a built-in function in PHP.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So I need to know. I understand that. So we're going to show one day.
And
I
think experiment one is not worth looking at. Particularly, it's just more of the same. But experiment two, as I remember, has something interesting in it. Okay, and this is, I can set up the array like this and use zeros and ones. So this one I said dog 150 first picture, and I set it up rather than breaking it down into names, and then I am forced to use zero and one. Okay, because if I haven't given them names, then I use the zero and the one. So the zero gets me the image, and the one gets me the description. So that's just an alternate way of setting it up and less writing. Okay, so I've got the zero and the one. And the zero gets me the image, because I said go to the dog images modified by index. Index is the random number. Once it's picked one of these, the zeros element is the key over here, and the one element is the first, second, third, there.
Okay.
Well, 10 minutes is fine. I want you to try something with a picture. I'd go back to the first one that I did, and you don't have to have an array of pictures. You can just do a picture. So you can go in and bring in a picture and save a picture. I'd like to try an experiment of bringing up a picture. Or you can get a couple of them, or you can use mine. Yep. It's working just fine now and saving all the stuff just beautifully.
Are you on? Are you familiar with GitHub?
Yes.
It's good to save the code in case you have an error in your computer and you just step by step. So you load the code into GitHub and then Is that how that works?
I don't know the details of it. I just know it exists.
Okay.
And I've been there and played with it, but...
No, because it makes all your stuff come out public.
Hmm. Oh, does it? Okay.
Isn't that a good thing?
Nothing. I don't know. I spend so many hours putting something together, and I don't want to just throw it out there for free for someone else.
Right.
Just...
Well, it's also not a good thing for students, because then all the solutions end up getting up there. Which is one reason, I mean, there's a reason why I basically usually don't give you a specific problem to solve, but say come up with, you know, do something that shows how to use these, this, and this, and do, so that I get unique things.
Hmm.
You know,
okay.
That forces people to have to do something on their own.
Yeah.
Because if two people pass in the same thing, I can say, wait a minute, there's no way that the two of you had the same inspiration.
I had a lot of fun flipping the names in PHP, by the way.
Did you?
It took me a while, but I got it. I felt really good.
Good.
Because it's not like SQL. There's a little difference.
Yes, it is.
It's not the same. The syntax is not the same.
That's right. That's why I give it in every class that I teach.
Yeah.
Because if you take enough classes, then you'll see the differences in all the different languages of how you do that. Finish up images and start email.
Like saving.
I am taking a personal day next Thursday. Okay, so this is a hybrid course, which means I don't actually have to be here every day, and I'm going to take advantage of that next Thursday. So it will be an open lab from 11 on. This room will be clear. I mean, just like it is, nobody else is going to take it over. So you can come in and work together if you want to talk to each other and all that good stuff. Lindsay will be here from 11 to 6 with a break at 12:30 because she has a class at 12:30. But she'll be here from 11 to 12:15 and then from 2 to 6. So if anybody wants help, she'll be around. But I am going to disappear next Thursday.